Sometimes we get the feeling that we're supposed to do something. What if that doesn't make any sense? Today, Jane Andrews explores how to trust our intuition, even if the reason is not immediate. This is A Walk in the Park.
As long as I can remember, I have had a gift of knowing something up front. I can't say that that's always been a walk in the park. My mother likes to tell the story of when she took me with her to buy a classy wool winter coat. The department store clerk asked her all kinds of questions, while I simply walked along the long racks, pulled one out, and told my mother this was the one. She spent the next hour trying on every other one until she finally humored me and tried it on. It was perfect. It is a gift to know which coat or which house or whatever, but which voice should I listen to, my mother's or my own? I need to trust everything that I have ever learned and every experience that has ever given me pain or joy that may have a purpose right now today. I have to believe personally that grinding through difficult times has some relevancy for the future, even if I can't see it. It reminds me of when I worked for a custom furniture store in charge of all the custom order fabric samples. There had to be over 1,000 fabrics. When the company went out of business, they backed the truck up and took the valuables. In a huge pile by the back door, they threw all of the rings of fabric, ready to fill the dumpster. The image of those fabrics that for years I painstakingly cared for, all heaped to be discarded, felt as cast off as losing my job out of nowhere. I couldn't stand it. My boss gave me permission to take the fabrics home, but I had to do it in one trip. Determined to make something good out of something bad, I somehow managed to get all of the fabrics into my car. I was rescuing my babies for some better purpose someday, but I had no idea what that would be. The fabrics today are still carefully stored away, just waiting for inspiration. This morning I saw a chipmunk fill up his cheeks at my feeder, and then he stowed it away underground for some future need. It's not even winter anymore, but he does it anyway. I gather my experiences, good and bad, not knowing why, as if something or someone depends on it.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, airing each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.